in early February 2013, I was in my gray four-door Honda Accord headed west on Interstate 40 in Raleigh, North Carolina. And I was on my way to a meeting, but I don't remember where I was going. I remember passing the exit sign for Raleigh-Durham International Airport, but I don't really remember a whole lot about that trip. I don't remember who I was going to meet or why. But I do remember that it was a clear, sunny day, and I remember driving in silence, just me and my thoughts. Now, I usually listen to podcasts or audiobooks, but when I need to think or to solve a problem, I need silence. I need room to think. And I was at that time trying to solve a major problem, a life-changing problem, right there on I-40. And sure enough, the answer hit me, like someone just flipped on a light switch. And if you've ever been racking your brain trying to figure out something, and then all of a sudden the answer hits you, well, you know that it's an amazing feeling. But before I tell you what the answer was, I need to first tell you what the problem was, the question that I had. And before I do that, let me take 1 second just to say hello and welcome to Quit Pinching Pennies. This is the faith-based podcast for moms and dads who want to work less and earn more so they can quit pinching pennies and so they can focus on what matters most, like family, working from home, homeschooling, adoption, ministry, missions, or giving more, just spending more time helping other people. And I'm your host and teacher, Dave Mooring, and I'm glad you're here. So now let me back up to my problem a little bit. In fact, I need to go back a few more years, all the way back to early 2009. At that time, I was working as vice president of a custom website and mobile application development firm in Durham, North Carolina. And one of my good friends there, Steve Hong, introduced me to audiobooks. Now, I was listening to talk radio at the time, and although I'd heard of audiobooks, I think in my mind I thought most audiobooks were fiction, and I'm not a huge fiction reader. I didn't think a whole lot about it. But Steve told me that there was a free audiobook that he had found and really enjoyed. And it was actually by the editor-in-chief of Wired magazine, and his name is Chris Anderson. And the odd thing is, maybe the ironic thing is, the title of the book, of the free book, was actually Free, The Future of a Radical Price. I downloaded it to my shiny black second-generation iPod Mini, and I used my handy-dandy portable FM transmitter to listen to it in my car. And audiobooks were perfect for my 40-minute commute to and from work each day, working in Durham and living in Raleigh. I could really dig into the content. I could listen to it over the course of a week, and it was, you know, more in-depth than maybe talk radio or a podcast. So I was hooked. So I found as many other free audiobooks as I could find. I looked online, did searches. I even got a subscription to Audible, which I later canceled when I found out that the public library had audiobooks that you could just check out. So, side tip for you, if you're somewhere where you have a public library that you can access, get online and see if they have audiobooks that you can listen to. And during my quest, the person that I was working with near in proximity at work, Amy, who's also a good friend of mine, was the company bookkeeper and office manager. She knew that I was into audiobooks, and she recommended a new book that I hadn't heard about, but it really caught my interest. And so I got it and I started listening to it. And it was totally different than the other nonfiction books that I was listening to at the time. And it got me thinking about some things that I never really thought about. Not just business, but really small businesses, micro businesses, passive income, recurring revenue, lifestyle design, solopreneurship, outsourcing, time management, productivity, reverse engineering what you want out of life and then setting your life up to get that. And that's right, if you haven't guessed it already, it was The 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss. Now, side note here, I know that if you hear the title, The 4-Hour Workweek, and you have not read it, then you may actually think it's about slacking off or it's not even realistic. But to be fair, if you haven't read it, I highly recommend that you do read it. It has changed many hundreds of people's lives and how they view life and work and the balance and things like that. But the book is really about doing more in less time by being efficient, by being productive, by finding ways to get the right people to help you, by eliminating clutter with email and with busy work and things like that. And yes, the author, Tim, did or was able to get a business in drop shipping products that was manufactured and using virtual assistants, where he could work about 4 hours a week checking email and checking in on orders and things like that. But that's not the primary focus of the book. Now, back to where I was. I was already in the digital space at this website and mobile application development company. And we built a lot of websites, ranging from small websites to tens of thousands of dollars. And we actually were one of the first people to build iPhone apps. So Don, who's a good friend of mine, was the founder of the company, still is the founder of the company, and the president, had the foresight to move quickly into iPhone apps when the iPhone first came out. And so we built an app that was available in the iTunes store when it opened on day one. There were only 500 apps at that time, and I think there's over 1 million now. So that was awesome to be on that project. And so that type of programming and building and digital world was not new to me, and online businesses weren't new to me either. I knew of other people running other types of businesses. But the idea that you could set up a recurring revenue business that might generate $1,000 or $5,000 or even $10,000 or more per month, the idea that you could test it before you actually launch it to know if it's going to succeed, ideas that you could drop ship and hire virtual assistants to help run things, holy cow, that would change everything, these concepts working together. But it was too new to me. I didn't really know what to do with it, but I knew it was really, really important. So I couldn't really get it out of my head. So I needed more info. I needed more time to process. And so I did what any logical information addict and junkie would do, is I got more information. I got more audiobooks. I got books by Dan and Chip Heath, Daniel Pink, Guy Kawasaki, Michael Gerber, Jim Collins, even Gary Vaynerchuk. And of course, one of the people that I love to read and listen to is Seth Godin. If you haven't listened to any of those audiobooks, just go look them up and check them out. So I'm listening to audiobooks, and a year goes by. Now we're into 2010. And towards the end of 2010, or the last quarter of 2010, I started my own digital marketing agency. And that fall, I was doing a consultation marketing engagement with a bakery up in Pennsylvania. And I took a trip up to meet them in their location to see what the environment was like, to get a feel of the town, and to try to really dig in and learn more about them so I could help them solve their marketing problems. And in the course of that trip, I listened to the 4-hour work week again on the way up and on the way back. But this time I had a few more questions. And the biggest one had to do with the 4-hour work week and its relation to purpose or to life's mission. You see, as a Christian, I believe that we are all here on earth for a purpose, a very specific purpose, each and every one of us. And if nothing else, if you don't know what your purpose is, well, the Bible tells us that our purpose is to love one another, to love others, and to share the gospel. But if you're living the 4-hour work week, and you're doing that in order to follow personal pursuits, which a lot of people are, whether it's living on an island, living at the beach, traveling throughout Asia and Europe, sailing around the world, if you're doing these things, how do we reconcile that with what God has called us to do, which in simple terms is to serve others? And that was the problem I was trying to solve in that early February 2013 as I drove down I-40. We now have more access to the world than ever before, to people groups, to tribes, to people that like what we like, that want to buy what we want to buy. And as you know, you've probably found through Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, you found people that are really into what you're really into. For example, I recently discovered not too long ago that there are thousands of people that are interested in hand lettering, which is basically drawing words and logos and graphics all by hand. Not just artistry, but literally drawing words. And that's something that I used to do as a child, and I never thought anything about it until I stumbled across it on Instagram and through some other podcasts that I listened to. And it's really fascinating. So now we have access to people that love what we love, and we have access to commerce and digital goods and services. You have access to people that can help you, whether it's through Fiverr or through Upwork or outsourcing or selling your goods through Facebook, eBay, Craigslist. There's just so much out there now. Anybody can start a business. And by business, I mean anybody can start selling a product or a service or attention. Anyone can make money online with access to the internet and a mobile device or a laptop. Anyone can scale their time and their talents and have access to more people. But why does it have to be for our self-centered pursuits? And I listened to audiobook after audiobook and podcast after podcast, and I would follow people and read blogs and download ebooks. And this is not a new concept, lifestyle design and the 4-hour work week and micro businesses and things like that. There are plenty. In fact, I would say there's thousands of people out there talking about this, but I just couldn't get out of my head this one question is, what about our God-given purpose in light of all these things? Where is Jesus in all of this? And it hit me, that light bulb moment on I-40 near the airport. What if I could teach missionaries or pastors or volunteers or nonprofit leaders how to build micro businesses, online businesses that didn't require 30 or 40 hours a week? What if they could make $2,000, $3,000, or $4,000 per month working 10 or 15 hours per week? What if they didn't have to constantly fundraise or beg for money or waste time doing things other than helping the people that they really want to help in the first place? And what if Christians could earn more so they could give more, so they could help their churches plant new churches, and they could help feed the homeless, and they could adopt and become foster parents and support medical missionaries and care for the forgotten and the widows? And what if the 4-hour workweek model could make that happen? That was the answer to my question. And that one answer actually opened up 1,000 more questions that I haven't answered all yet. But if I've learned anything in my 20 years of experience in business and entrepreneurship, that you can't steer a ship that's docked, that's standing still. You've got to get moving. And so I've kept moving, and I keep moving. And that's what this is all about. Quit pinching pennies. It's the next step in my research to answer the questions that are burning inside. What if I start with moms and dads? Because I'm a dad. People of faith. People who want to do more. Who want to give more. Spend more time with their family. Work from home. Adopt. What if I could help them? What if I could help you earn more money and quit pinching pennies? And by quit pinching pennies, I know that there's a lot of times when you want to spend more time with your family. Maybe you homeschool, maybe you work from home, maybe you've sacrificed some career opportunities to really focus on your family. And oftentimes that puts a strain on your budget and on your finances. And I've seen dozens and dozens and hundreds of blogs out there all about how to live at the poverty level, or how to quit pinching pennies, how to coupon, and how to make every dollar go further and further. But what if, instead of spending 20 or 30 minutes saving another dollar or two, what if you could make $100 or $200 in that same amount of time? And if you want to find out the answer to these questions that I'm posing, then I encourage you to come along for the ride with me. And that's what this podcast is all about. In the next episode, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about what you can expect from this podcast. And I'm also going to answer the question, how long does it take to start a podcast? So if you want to follow me on this journey, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about what to expect next time. And then we're going to dig more into answering the questions about what does it take to start a business or to build a side income and to get to a point where you can quit pinching pennies and pursue purpose and what God has called you to do. If you want to follow with me on this journey and learn from what I've learned and what I've done already, then be sure to head over to iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts and just hit subscribe. And one other thing, if you want to connect with me in person, I've actually got a private Facebook group that you're welcome to join for Christian moms and dads who are trying to earn more on the side. And you can get there simply by going to quitpinchingpennies.com, and that'll redirect you over to the Facebook group. And that's it for right now. I hope to see you in the Facebook group. Take care.